Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise on this Holy Trinity Sunday. This presentation is sponsored by St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, an affiliate of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing God's Word with you through Scripture and song. With the celebration of Pentecost last Sunday, we began the second half of the church year. The first half of the church year, the time of Christ, began in late November as we observed the Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, and Easter seasons. The fulfillment of the promises of the Messiah, his life and ministry, death and resurrection to redeem us from our sins, was proclaimed in this part of the church year. At Pentecost, the promise by Jesus to send the Holy Spirit was fulfilled. Faith that we are saved by the sacrifice Jesus offered by his death and resurrection is possible only by the working of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God and the sacraments. Today, the first Sunday after Pentecost, we proclaim the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, one God, yet three persons, all eternal. The Old Testament reading personifies Christ as wisdom, set up, or crowned, before the beginning of the earth. The hymn, Thy Strong Word Did Cleave the Darkness, sings of creation, as well as wisdom shining from the cross, and praise and glory to the Holy Trinity.
A reading from the 8th chapter of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud, To you, O man, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight. Rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the children of man.
Amen.
The second reading presents a portion of Peter preaching to the many people who were in Jerusalem to observe Pentecost. Here he proclaims that they killed Jesus, the Christ, who also was raised from the dead and was now exalted at the right hand of God the Father. The promise of the Holy Spirit being given to the church was now being fulfilled. We sing of the exaltation of Christ in the hymn, "Crown Him with Many Crowns."
A reading from the second chapter of Acts. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, losing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.' Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified."
gospel reading returns us to somewhere in the middle of the ministry of Jesus, when he was being accused by the Jews of being a demon-possessed Samaritan. He points to their father Abraham, who was saved by his faith in God's promises. By receiving eternal life through faith, he was able to see the day of Christ. The hymn of the Father's Love Begotten presents both the humanity and the deity of Jesus as he fulfilled God's promise for our salvation.
A reading from the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, 'He is our God.' But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar, like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
Of the Father's love begotten, ere the worlds began to be, he is Alpha and Omega, he the source, the ending, he. Of the things that are, that have been, and that future you shall see, evermore and evermore. Let the heights of heaven adore him, angel hosts his praises sing. Tongue on earth be silent, every voice in concert ring, evermore and evermore. Christ to thee with God the Father, and the Holy Ghost to thee, hear and chant and high thanksgiving, and unending praises be, honor, glory, and dominion, and eternal victory, evermore and evermore.
To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you on Sunday mornings at the 9 o'clock worship service. The church and school are located at 810 West Homer Avenue in North Judson. If you have young children with you, please know that their sounds and wiggles are a welcome part of our worship service. For more information regarding various Bible studies and activities that occur throughout the week, please call 574-896-2025. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, you can be assured that God is always with you.